discussed in executive session.
Okay. Well, we're at time certain, so we're going to have to take that vote immediately after public comment. But I'm writing it down that that is what we will do. Okay. Public comment time. Anybody in the audience want to comment? I apologize. Well, we're four people in the audience, so I think five maybe. So, do you all have something to say, or do you all want to comment? Okay. Anissa, do you have any? Are you interested in public comment?
No.
Okay. Well, we don't. Yes. One second. I just need to make this note. Okay. Okay. So basically, I'm going to just work from left to right, and just for the public's information, the public is going to be held to the same rules of decorum as the LSB members, and public comment will no longer be included in the minutes. This is all per Robert's rules. Adriana, you have, what do we,
10 minutes.
Mr. Gardner, are you going to speak in public comment?
Mine.
Yes or no, because we're divvying up time right now.
Yes, we don't
have the ballot.
Seven and a half.
Well, I guess that's a yes, then.
Okay. And what is it, 7.5? Thank you. 7.5 minutes on the clock. Ms. Castaneda.
Yes. My name is Adriana Castaneda. I want that being clear there. And I also need to speak up because this meeting is the most shameful meeting that I think that I ever can. I'm still being a BNB member. I was in contact today after the surprising try to move Robert Gardner out of the LSB. It disenfranchising somebody that was also a term of 3 years. And you can see what you are doing here. You are saying that you are seating Wendy that doesn't have the requirements, and you will give her 3 months to have it. But you are removing Bob, that he was elected in 2016. And according to the bylaws, and I can tell you where, that said that in order to be seated, you need to keep the qualification. You didn't do it. And some of you vote yes because you said that you are not in a faction. You are. Read the bylaws. I just checked before this meeting with some BNB members and with the chair of the BNB. Mm-hmm. And with the ED. We all know that you cannot do what you just did to Robert Gardner. And some of you, the new people, are putting yourself in that situation. This is, first of all, this board is not respecting anything. This, like you just said, we're together. We have their Kelly Mayo being so happy waiting for this moment that they have majority to come back. That's what you are doing. And some of you, really, I knew I didn't expect better, but in some of you, I do. I did. And some of you surprised me. You are one of them. You are so nice. I talked to you before, and you were really so right in everything. And now you're acting like that and voting like that. It's just for the bench.
Point of order.
This is, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, can you call the member to order?
No, I'm about to call you to order for calling people out by name, so if you could please see that.
I'm very sorry, but I believe that she's in the USA, where people have the right,
Dwayne,
have the right to speak their mind.
No,
don't we anymore? This board will not allow that, and you are censoring us from the beginning. You have during years people coming here and harassing me personally during a long period of time, and no one of you stand up and said that person to shut up. Now you are even questioning, we will throw out? What? We change? We move to Russia? We are not there anymore in the USA? It's a shame. It's a shame what you are doing. First of all, it's nepotism. You elect people that were not allowed to be elected. You are throwing people out. And more than that, you know that even this meeting, the PMB is saying, and you are talking about the PMB chair? Well, she said that this meeting shouldn't happen either. I should talk to her. She said she asked all the LSP members not to have meetings if the issue was resolved by the lawyer. She just said, and you use her whenever you want it. Right? You said, oh, the chair of the board. But when the chair of the board says something that you don't like, you just, you know, put it under the rug. I want to remind everybody that the value that you obviously disregard that easily, in Article 4, delegates, section, let me see, section 2 terms, when you're talking about replacing members, I'm sorry, but filling up, the members, the reason you can see delegates, or you can see people that are still delegates, if they are still having the same qualifications that they need to have to run. We have members here sitting that didn't have that qualification to run. But now you are sitting them anyway and saying, oh, you talk about Benicia Patel Adams? You were during the whole year complaining about she not being a member and removing her like a member. Ah, but you said, well, the NES said that Wendy can run. And the NES said that Benicia can run, but you didn't take the advice there. You take it here. It's not a faction. You're a hypocrite. You're really a hypocrite. And the worst part.
Point of order.
Yes, she's not saying anything out of order.
You are a hypocrite.
She's not saying anything out of order.
The worst part is that I know you need to find a way to control that.
Okay, now that is out of order.
She's interrupting me and you too.
She's calling people hypocrites.
And I will do that when you're out of order.
Okay.
That's fine. Call me a trailblazer. Thank you.
Trailblazer. The difference in a trailblazer.
Mr. Lark, you are out of order.
You are out of order, sir.
That's fine.
Yes.
Do something with it.
Totally out of order.
Continue. You have a minute and a half.
Okay. Like I said, here you have people that are running just because they are family. And you know who I'm talking about, right?
Oh.
Yes. Just, you know, and they run because of it. You are attacking people like dogs with things that are changing the truth, lying to your teeth. And now you are using, like I said,
with that, Ms. Castaneda, you are not allowed to call people liars. You're not allowed to do these things. The public will be held to the same decorum.
Why?
Your time is finished. PK, you're up.
Who are
you
a liar?
You called me a liar.
Who are calling you a liar?
You just called me a liar.
When?
Just now.
I said people are doing
true.
That. I didn't
that's
say
that. What name is you?
What are you talking about?
I heard you say.
She said liar.
What name does she use?
We know who she's in.
No, you can't get in the person's mind, sir. Okay, faction. I'm not part of a faction. Okay.
All right. Everybody come to order. Thank
all right.
you.
Okay.
Ms. Castaneve.
You brand new and already.
Please sit down. PK, you're up.
Ms. Castaneve, I'm going to have
a good day. Be mine if I said.
I need you to control.
Please. Can't control that.
No, that's fine.
We are members of this station.
Thank God.
And there's something I learned as a Christian, that there is no scripture that says thou shalt not be pissed off. The only thing the scripture really tells me, as I am a minister and I am a person of faith, the scripture tells me is I cannot dehumanize you. And in the 2 years that I have watched this unfold, I've never dehumanized anybody, but you may not like it when I say that you're gaslighting or you're not telling the truth. The corruption that underpins these elections, and not just this one, but the one before, have yet to be addressed. You got a 16-page report of the problems with elections. You have two election supervisors that quit because of unsavory practices. Now, I got a letter not too long ago with the caption, Perry is a racist. Racism is insidious, and it permeates our society, and it continues to be something that even now white progressives won't check themselves and how they talk. You want decorum? The things that have been said about me and others, the things that get said in these emails, I don't see you all asking for decorum from people that are on your faction. And I just want to say this. There's really only one faction, but there are five different issues and agendas at five different stations. And people go back and forth helping one person get what they want so that they can do what they want to do at the station. And that's serious, and that's not something that I am guessing at. That's something that I have researched, and I have proven, and I know to be facts. So we get to, as members, Matthew, to say the truth as it relates to any one of us here in this room. And you are censoring us otherwise. And that is patently an injustice and unfair. More than that, you're kind of like what Trump is doing. Anything that was Obama, get rid of it. I listened to the quote debate, which did not include everyone, and not everyone was asked. And I had someone talk about the cab and the fact that we need to reconstitute and reorganize the cab. The cab has met for 9 months now, and we have made serious headway in bringing more membership to this station, because the reason that some of you got elected is that the numbers that it takes to elect people are lower than they were even 2 years ago. We had less than 6,000 members, now we have less than 5,000 members, and only 10% get to vote. Not that many people who are part of the KPFT family are making the decisions. And again, you stack the deck. I want to see where you have worked on creating diversity rather than just your friends. And I'm hoping, because I gave the chair of the CAB, Tanya Nick Smith, who is also a black woman and a woman in a wheelchair, who has successfully chaired the CAB, sent a report. And nobody's asked for it, because you're probably going to try and undo all the work that we've done. But this is one committee that you're not going to be able to destroy like you have others. And that's just the truth. You want decorum? Stop cheating. Stop lying. Stop backstabbing. The meetings outside of this meeting are the ones that the membership should be most concerned about. We have someone from another station that sent out an email about making sure that you get people off the board and making sure that you get who you want on the board so that they can make the decisions that aren't being made at these meetings but outside these meetings. And at some point, everything done in the dark will come to the light. because they are good people. There are people that I know have a good heart, but I also know that there are people who just idolize one or two people and they follow that platform and they're not thinking for themselves. I'm afraid because part of me has tried to walk away. I don't want to be on this board because nothing gets done here. But the membership has the possibilities and the ability now to grow, and we are going to outnumber those of you who are stacking the deck, pushing your own agenda, and seeking to destroy the Pacifica Foundation, one station at a time. We have other stations besides the five of us that we are responsible to. And you can say this dysfunction has to do because somebody acted crazy, like Bob. You know, that you don't like the way he talks to you. But I don't like what you do to us. And I'm going to be a purveyor of finding the truth and working with people who have ethics and integrity and really, really, really want to make this station what it can be.
Thank you, Jeff. Ted?
Pacifica is a network of five radio stations in the largest media markets in the country, and we should have influence over the way people perceive things politically. They have one program that really stands out, Democracy Now! But for the vast majority of the broadcast week on all five stations, I guess, but I know specifically KPFT, we are not influencing the way people think in the greater Houston area. And I'm not saying we should be pushing a particular political agenda. We should be providing people with information that relates to the candidates from all realms of the political spectrum. We don't do that. We don't invite listeners to call in anywhere near as much as we should. And that is the split on this board. Those who want to keep music dominant, those who want to keep our listeners largely in the dark, and as a consequence, keeping this community largely in the dark. I assume that's the same way it exists throughout the network, and as a result, we are not the influential organization that I signed up for in 2001 when I met with a few people on this board and helped to write the bylaws for this foundation. We recently were told that we did not do an adequate job of filling a full-time position on this board, that position being the general manager. We had over 20 candidates who applied for that job. Four of them, all people of color, were recommended to the executive director, whose job it was to pick from that pool and to become the executive director of the station, the general manager of the station. The executive director said he did not make that decision because we did not broadly distribute the position in a way that would allow for the greatest number of potential candidates to serve on this board. I went and looked at the FCC rules, and I urge you to do the same, and to look up their EEO, Equal Employment Opportunity sidebar. That statement says that for all jobs, all full-time jobs, the position has to be posted so that a wide variety of applicants could apply. That has never been enacted. We did a better job in getting those 20 candidates for the general manager position than has been done for all of the other full-time positions at KPFT. So in the future, you know, if we're going to establish a bar for the general manager, you better establish that same bar for all other full-time positions. I was disqualified from being a candidate for this board for doing two things. One was that I went to an event held at City Hall that KPFT broadcast, and it was the memorial service for Ray Hill, one of the founders of this station. At that event, anybody who wanted to speak was given the opportunity to do so. The program was broadcast on the air. The first 5 minutes of my 6.5 minutes were broadcast and then cut off. Read the fair campaign rules, and you will see that I did not violate that rule, but I didn't protest it. I was nevertheless cut off from being able to speak during all of the campaigning. 2 days before the election results were announced, I was told I had been disqualified. I can only guess that the results were that I would be able to serve on this board because the voters voted to allow me to do so. But then when they saw the results, they decided to disqualify me. Another point, I want to encourage all of you, if you serve on a committee and you're expected to serve on at least one, take copious notes. There are people on this body who have served on committees in the past, and when they don't like the results that occur in committee, results that demand that those results be brought to the board for a vote, they pocket veto them. I never thought that that would happen. And I didn't take copious notes because I didn't think anyone would be that underhanded. But that is not the case. There is an offer on the table in New York from the Metropolitan Neighborhood Network to provide this network with, I think, about $7 million would certainly rectify many of the problems for about 7 years, and then it would revert back to Pacifica. I see some people around this table are nodding no in regard to what I have to say. On the agenda of our last meeting of the local station board, where we did not have a quorum, that was a week ago, we had on the agenda, let's have a discussion about the offer from the Metropolitan Neighborhood Network. Let's cut through the wheat and find what's the wheat and what's the chaff. Let's cut through it. I'm asking all of you, don't take my word for what the MNN offer is, but direct your national board members after you have the facts to know whether or not that offer is a viable one or whether it is not a viable one. The national board and the executive director asked one faction, the one that I was purportedly the chair of, not to meet.
Wrap it up, Ted.
Keywords, they asked. They could not make a demand because the bylaws allow us to meet, and we did. Was it on me? No, it was not on me because we had quorum. It was up to the members of the body, and they chose, except for last week, to go forward and meet.
Thank you, Ted. Mr. Garner, and I'm going to ask you to keep it clean.
No, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm not going to say much because you've proven tonight that you have prejudice. None of you that voted against me have ever come to me and talked to me, never tried to understand from my perspective what I've suffered. And I'm suffering property crime allegations now because of some of you, I contend. Rhonda Garner actually put that in writing that she threatened it. Her for the use of the city government. And that is a fact, so that's why I'm using her name, okay? You know, your rules require a code of conduct that has a mediator. There's no mediation. I've been refused to have any explanation offered or given any understanding of why this was done to me in December, neither from Freeman or Maxie. It's all a big clam, which is typical of what lawyers do, not do nothing at first. I've had lawyers hired against me, which I contend that the guy who paid the bill actually shot himself in the foot because he circulated a memo that he wanted to have people report dirt on me. So you people have actually collaborated before this meeting to come to the decision to do what you did tonight, because none of you asked any real questions. I've been a member of KPFT in spirit since the founding board members of Thelma and Paul Meltzer, who were my friends. KPFT was a lifeline to me for many years because I wasn't a person that founded in religion or churches or any other things, drugs, alcohol, sports that people go to. And by the way, I'm sober today and I'm grateful for it. I have cancer, I have a heart problem, I don't need this kind of stress. I fully consider that as my major criteria for running for this board because I saw how dysfunctional it was. I grew up in a dysfunctional household. I worked in a dysfunctional City of Houston office for 30 years. I know dysfunction. And so I speak differently than probably many of you. And you think it's because I want to make a point or have control or any of those other little questions that might arise. But I care about the station because of its potential for being there for people. And y'all are not about that. When you throw money at an election to get your postcard in everybody's mailbox, and when I was elected, when you refused to examine the mailing lists, and I went totally unsupported for the work that I did and found 28 errors on the list that was posted on the bulletin board. And you know what was done about that? The only thing that I know that was done was the election was extended for 1 week. Now, what did that do? There's a lot of sickness in this room. And if any of you new people have half a brain, and I've already got opinions about you, you better start looking at some of the books and understandings I've come to through reading, because there's a lot of games being played in here. And I want to defer the rest of my time to Adriana Casimir.
I want to read an email from the chair of the board elected to Matthew that said, "You are having words to the bylaw that are not there. He's being fired with no chance of being able to accumulate the staff of volunteer hours qualified. It's not defined by the bylaw as a disqualification act. It would be a conflict of interest to have it that way. The GM could fire an individual for any reason and control the composition of the staff delegate that way. The eligible staff member who was nominated and elected is a representative of the staff and remains so even if they were fired. That is the purpose of having a staff representative, to protect a staff for management, if need be. Nancy Sor, the chair of the board. We send it to you, Matthew.
Thank you.
You have it there in your inbox.
Yes.
But that is what the PAB is answering, and obviously you will have it from there.
Thank you, Ms. Katzenegg.
Thank you. It's only something else before for you.
All right. And with that,
she asked me to leave.
In fact, 8:30, public comment is over. So we are,
Motion to reconsider. In light of the information that has been presented to the board, particularly to those who are on the line, I ask for a motion to reconsider the motion that previously passed.
Hold on, I've got this. If I know my rules well enough, a motion to reconsider has to be taken by somebody who was on the winning side, not the losing side of that.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Mr. Wright, and there's another point of order.
Yes, Bill.
What's on the floor is a motion about the agenda. We need to.
This is true.
That.
So we're moving on with agenda approval.
Kill Danny.
And
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Rick.
I move that we approve the agenda.
We have to approve the amendment first. So we have an amendment to the agenda to add the motion for absences as number 9 and
like
executive
to,
session as number 10.
Can I change that real quick? If I may, I think.
It's been seconded. It's been seconded. We can't. An executive session as 10. All in favor, raise your hand.
Should we request to divide the question?
Oh, sorry. You're right. We were dividing the question. So to do motion on the absences is number 9. All in favor?
I'm sorry. I'm not understanding what we're voting on.
We're adding the motion to excuse absences as our next order of business.
Okay.
From the previous meetings, right?
From the ones
listed
in the motion.
Bill and Alberto.
Yes. Two-thirds vote.
From the ones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. All against, raise your hand.
Five.
Any abstentions?
One abstain.
Okay, and one abstain. Okay, the motion passes. On
request
having
vote, let's go.
It was 14 yes, 5 no, and 1 abstention. On the vote to put executive session as item number 10, all in favor, raise your hand.
Mr. Chair, request information.
Sure.
Before that vote. Are you aware that according to CPB, and this is the point that's gotten us out of CPB's good order, good standing, that if this is not an issue that is so important that we must go into executive session without previously at least a 7-day notice, that we're in violation of CPB, because this is not one of those things that absolutely we should do right now. There has been no previous notice.
There
and
was
this
notice.
Would be out of order according to CPB.
Actually, there was notice if you go back and check it. It was updated a week ago with that on the notice. So all those in favor, raise your hand.
Thanks. One, two.
We're already voting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11, 12, 4. All against. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Any abstentions?
1.
And 1 abstention.
12, 2, 1.
12 is 1. 12, 4, 6 against. 1 abstention. Okay. So, Ms. Laviolette, would you read your motion on absences?
We need to bring the agenda.
Sorry. Vote to approve the agenda. All
I vote
four.
As
amended, right?
As amended. Yeah. Thirteen. All against. 1. Any abstentions?
You have 2.
2 abstentions?
3.
3 abstentions?
2. 2.
13.
Yeah.
13.
Oh,
2.
13.
Yes.
2. Okay.
We hold it. We have the abstentions.
3.
3. Right. 2.
You left from no 2 abstentions, and people still have their hands up.
Sorry.
So what was it?
Then you said only should be two. Do you want to know?
I have one.
Could you repeat the count then?
Can we take a revote on that?
Let's redo that. All approve the agenda as amended. Okay. No.
That's a no vote.
No, it's a yes vote.
He wasn't here to vote.
He raised his hand and he's walking.
Did you vote yes or against or what?
He had his hand up four.
Okay, so that's 14.
Okay. All opposed to the agenda as amended?
Two.
Any abstentions?
One,
two, three.
Okay. Four.
Four. Okay. Thank you. Okay. 14-2-4. So the agenda as amended.
Could you say
that again? 14-4, 2 against, 4 abstentions. All right, Ms. Laviola, would you read your motion on absences, please?
Yes. Whereas the PMB passed a motion on November 29th, 2018, and I will give Richard the cited motion, with strictures for the KPFT LSB to follow, lest its actions be considered null and void. And whereas on February 3rd, 2019, the chair of the PNB instructed that KPFT LSBs not hold meetings until certain outstanding questions are answered by Pacifico Legal Counsel. And whereas despite all of this, Ted Weisbull called LSB meetings on December 19th, 2018, January 9th, 2019, February 13th, 2019, and March 13th, 2019 that did not conform to the PNB resolutions or to the PNB chair's request. Therefore, be it resolved that all absences incurred at said LSB meetings of December 19th, January 9th, February 13th, and March 13th be excused, irrespective of final decisions regarding said meeting status.
Okay. Okay. And second?
Second.
And I'll object.
Okay. Go ahead and move it. Yes.
Is it proper to ask the members that could be affected by this motion, are they still on the board?
Yeah.
How many?
Two, I think.
Two on the board.
If I'm not motivated, I won't answer your question. Because I will motivate and answer your question.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead with the motivation.
So, as stated, both LSBs were told to stand. 2 minutes. Both LSBs were told to stand down. One LSB complied with that request, and yes, it was a request, but there was a good reason for that request. And the other LSB didn't. And during that time, they held meetings that did not conform to the November 29th PNB resolution. They did not allow phone participation. They did not bring Deb Shapto back. There are many different ways that they held this meeting not in accordance with the PNB resolution that was deemed by Ford Green Legal Counsel Pacifica to be in order. In the scriptures itself, it says that if the KPFT LSBs are going to hold meetings, then those meetings are invalid if they don't conform to the scriptures, and any absences will not be counted against anyone. During those meetings that Ted held as chair, Elaine and Jim did not participate in the meetings. They incurred absences that could have been excused if everyone wanted to be fair and nice the way that they claimed they wanted to, but they weren't excused. And our rules say if you have 3 consecutive unexcused absences, you're kicked off the board. So they drummed up these absences for these individuals in these meetings that should have never occurred. And then they summarily kick them off the board, something apparently we're not supposed to do if we're being nice to each other. So I suggest that in the spirit of being nice to one another and kind and compassionate, that we understand that these meetings were in question in terms of their validity, that the PNB does not see them as valid, and therefore the absences should not be held against anybody.
Thank you. Can I get a stack? Anybody want to speak for or against?
No, I object.
Okay, so are you speaking
against?
Speaking for and speaking against?
Yeah. So, Chelsea. Anybody speak for? Bill speaks for. Anyone else against? Dwayne. And anybody else want to speak for? Is there someone else? Okay, Wally.
Okay.
Joseph, you have 2 minutes.
Thank you. Last year we saw the PNB majority out of a factional alliance with KPFT minority pass motion after motion attempting to undermine the KPFT LSP. All these motions are null and void as they violate the bylaws. All LSPs have autonomy as defined in Article 7 of the bylaws. If you note, the first Article 8, Section 1 clearly differentiates LSPs from all other committees. The only power the LSP has to override any LSP is derived in Article...
PNB power over LSP.
Article 7, Section 4 of the bylaws. It references that it requires a finding to overturn any LSP action that requires a finding, not a vote, and of the specific cases, and there are three: adverse to the mission or business purposes, exceeding the power as defined in Article 7, Section 3 of the bylaws, or inconsistent with the bylaws, laws, or government regulations. Attendance of the meetings have nothing to do with any of that, nor and do not meet these requirements, nor did any of these motions from the PNB have any presence, participation, or findings. They were simply majority votes of people, friends of friends. But the actual force majority voted as they wished. They violated the rights of their enemies. This because that's what they did. Section 7.6 does, per the bylaws, that no PNB vote can override. So it doesn't matter what the PNB voted. All these motions were by their very nature automatically null and void. We can compare this to the United States Constitution Bill of Rights for exactly the same reason. We all have rights that cannot be abridged for trial, representation, our rights to vote, etc. Tonight we saw an example of when a bunch of people think they can vote and violate somebody's rights. Under the United States constitutional law, you can't do that. And that law also applies to organizations in this country, the state of California, and in this room. And you know something? I will say that I am an enemy of the faction around here because I believe in Article 1. This one most important part of the mission, this simply says this: to establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of which the net earnings of which to benefit of any member of the foundation. It's not about any one of us, it's about the foundation. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, but on the PNB, I remember the motion that they passed in September of 2017, that's a year and a half ago, allowing telephone participation, basically telling the LSPs you had to allow telephone participation under certain circumstances, and some of the stations aren't even doing it anyway. It's clear, it's easy to accommodate. The whole point is to be more inclusive, to let people participate when they want to. And just because somebody's out of town or sick or something, you shouldn't have to prevent them from participating. And then in this KPFT, their RLSB stopped following, it basically started ignoring that policy in the last summer, and consistently the chair ruled against allowing telephone participation. She said she didn't care what the reason was. It didn't matter if there was any reason. She wouldn't allow it. And she passed another motion then in late November, saying that if we did not comply with the PNB policy, that anything that our LSB did in those meetings would be null and void. And this LSB continued to defy that. The PNB did get at least two very detailed legal opinions from Pacific's General Legal Counsel in December and again on January, I believe it was January 10th, basically saying that there were long decisions, or recommendations, or findings that the PNB was right and the RLSB was wrong. That the PNB was right, it was compatible with California law and the bylaws to this telephone participation policy, and the PNB had the right to instruct the LSPs to follow that. And our LSB still continued to defy it and not allow it. And then later started making excuses why those people shouldn't be allowed to be excused. So I think it was really very anti-Pacific in that they wouldn't allow people to participate, they wanted to participate back on anyway, and then later made up excuses for why, you know, they shouldn't be allowed to. So I think it's clear that the we need to follow the PNB policy. Those meetings are null and void, just as the PNB motions that was adopted in November said, and we should be inclusive and not trying to take people off for clearly partisan purposes.
Thank you, Bill. Dwayne?
In the same breath, the first action taken was kicking someone off for partisan purposes. the hypocrisy that is so smooth, you can sound smooth, you can sound fair, but it's about your actions.
Can you keep to the point of the discussion, Dwayne?
I can speak to this issue as I choose, Mr. Chair.
No,
this is my time. Now,
to
the extent that what you don't want to address is, you say you're not part of a faction, but you're voting party line.
Mr.
You're
Lord,
not even taking into consideration what the chair has
Thank
stated.
You.
In the
Wally, do you want to speak for
the facts are that we have a party line.
Mr. Lark, you are out of order.
No, sir.
Like you are out of order.
When you vote according to what the bylaws say you're doing right, when you don't vote when the bylaws are telling you to do the right thing and you choose
any objection to
a party line, you're
asking Mr. Lark to leave.
No.
You may have objections. Asking him to leave.
You're going to give me the same respect.
All right,
to give all
let's, take it, to, let's take it to immediate vote.
Sir, you're not a dictator, and you're not going to take disenfranchise me like you did him. I put too much time in this organization for you. The arbitrary
you know the rules, Mr. Lark. You know the rules.
No, you don't.
All of those in favor of ejecting Mr. Lark from this meeting, and this meeting only, raise your hand.
In the chair, make his own motion.
No,
there was a motion and it's been seconded. All opposed? Raise your hands. 1, 2.
The dictator doesn't prevail.
Thank you.
8. And all abstain?
I'm abstaining.
2, 3, 4 abstains. What's the count? Motion fails. But Mr. Lark, I think it's a referendum on you.
Decency and order. Since you interrupted me, may I recover my time?
If you
inappropriately interrupted me, the body has spoken, sir.
If you will stay germane to the topic.
No gift to it. I get a right to speak to what I want to. This is the United States of America. I spent 6 years in the United States military to protect freedom, not for someone like you or anyone else. To tell me what the hell I can say when I can say it. You are totally out of order in the spirit of the United States of America. None of you have served this country. None of you gave your life for this country. And you're gonna tell me what to say? You are totally insane, sir.
Thank you.
Totally insane.
I'll give you 30 more seconds to make your
point. Well, thank
point.
You very much. And now I'll reduce and speak in the monotonous tone that I would speak. The reality is that if you want fairness, if you want decorum, you can't support dictatorship. Now, the reality here, CPB is what these guidelines covers. So when you want to make a motion, I'm not asking you to listen to me. I'm not asking you to let me influence you. All I'm asking for you to do is appeal to your higher conscience. And when you say that you're not aligned, vote like you're not aligned. And in this case, just follow the damn rules. That's all I'm asking you to do. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Seconds?
Yes.
Are we taking any more discussion?
No.
Okay.
But she gets to wrap it up.
Okay.
As a moderator.
You know, I'm so tired of hearing one side call the other side hypocritical. You guys were just opposed to us kicking someone off the board who doesn't even represent staff, who can't even go into the building, and now you're voting, you're fighting to get absences put on people who did not attend invalid meetings so that they can be kicked off the board. You want to talk about hypocrisy, Mr. Lark? There's some
sir,
hypocrisy.
I believe she's out of order, and this is about the 15th time she's been out of order, but you've not cited her not once.
Has anybody brought a motion? And yes, I have.
No, you told me that's number one. You've never told her that's number one.
Yes, I have.
Well, yes, I've done it twice or three times. She's done it 15 times. How do you consider that fair?
Okay. You can't tell her. So why is it, please?
You keep citing my name.
Do you have a
side of her?
I called her.
What?
Do you have anything? Are you finished?
No, let's just vote.
Okay. All right. Calling vote.
Request for information.
Yes.
Does the body know that the CPB funding cut would be $150,000? And if we got the $50,000 bonus grant for having minority listenership, which we are the only Pacifica station that lost.
How is this germane to the conversation?
Is the body aware of this, that they, that the CPB lawyer told us, cannot have telephonic participation in in-person meeting?
That, okay, that's not germane to this conversation.
Oh, yeah, it is.
No, it's not, because we don't control
it. We're being told, you have to have technology.
This is not, okay, Nancy, that's not germane. But thank you. Okay, let's take it to a vote. Yes, Sandra.
It's $200,000
point of information. The reason why we do not have CPB funding across the network is because we have not completed our audits to date.
Thank you.
One of the reasons.
All right.
15 sites.
Okay.
It's a whole bunch of
so the motion. The motion on the floor is to excuse absences from the meetings listed in the motion. Does anybody need to hear the motion again?
No.
Then let's go ahead and take it to a vote. All of those in favor, raise your hand. All opposed? Any abstentions? I have 15, 4, 9. I have 14, 4, and 1.
4.
Yeah. The count is 14, 4, and 1. The motion passes.
14, 4, how many votes?
1, 14, 4, 4 against, okay. And 1 abstention. Okay.
The entry into the bylaws, since that's all it's going to be, the record minutes, since that's all it's good for.
Can you speak
louder? Since that was in violation of our bylaws, it's automatically null and void.
Yes.
And to quote George Ryder, an organization without rules is no organization at all.
Okay, and at this point, we're moving to an executive session. So, public, thank you. We can call you back if you're still hanging around afterwards. You're in your purse. Adriana?
Sir, Bob? Sorry, I'm a CPB member, and according to the California Corporation Code, I'm entitled to be in every meeting, even if I'm not, even if
okay.
Executive session, even if I'm not a member.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bob?
So they don't have to go outside.
It's a public meeting, but it's not much of a
new life. Restrooms nasty.